rats ran past, trailing fear behind them. One of them squealed at Peaches, gibbered madly at dangerous beans, and ran on. They've forgotten how to talk, whispered dangerous beans.
Something terrible must have frightened them, said Peaches, snatching up her notes.
They've never been that frightened, said Toxie. Remember when that dog found us? We were all frightened, but we talked, and we trapped it, and Ham and Pork saw it off whimpering. To her shock, Peaches saw that Dangerous Beans was crying. They've forgotten how to talk. Half a dozen more rats pushed their way past, screeching. Peaches tried to stop one, but it just squeaked at her and dodged out of the way.
That was Feeds 4, she said, turning to Toxie. I was talking to her only an hour ago. She... Toxie?
Toxie's fur was bristling. His eyes were unfocused. His mouth was open, showing his teeth. He stared at her, or right through her, and then turned and ran. She turned and put her paws around Dangerous Beans as the fear swept over them. There were rats. From wall to wall, floor to ceiling, there were rats. The cages were crammed full of them. They clung to the wire in front and to roofs. The netting strained with the weight. Glistening bodies boiled and tumbled, paws and noses thrusting through the holes. The air was solid with squeaking and rustling and chittering, and it stank. What was left of Ham and Pork's exploration party were clustered in the middle of the room. Most of it had fled by now. If the smells in that room had been sounds, they would have been shouts and screams, thousands of them. They filled the long room with a strange kind of pressure. Even Morris could feel it, as soon as Keith opened the door. It was like a headache outside your head trying to get in. It banged on the ears. Morris was staying a little way behind. You didn't need to be very clever to see that this was a bad situation and one which might need some running away from at any time. He saw, between their legs, Dark Tan and Ham and Pork and a few other changelings. They were in the middle of the floor, looking up at the cages. He was amazed to see that even Ham and Pork was trembling, but he was trembling with rage. "Let them out!" he shouted up to Keith. "Let them all out! Let them all out now!"
"Another talking rat," said Melissa.
"Let them out!" Ham and Pork screamed.
"All these foul cages," said Melissa, staring.
"I did say about the wire netting," said Keith. "Look, you can see where it's been repaired. They gnawed through wire to escape."
"I said, let them out," screamed Ham and Pork. "Let them out or I will kill you. Evil, evil, evil."
"But they're just rats," said Melissa.
Ham and Pork leapt and landed on the girl's waist. He swarmed up towards her neck. She froze. He hissed.
"There are rats eating one another in there. I will gnaw you, you evil."
Keith's hand grasped him firmly round the waist and pulled him off her neck. Screeching, hair bristling, Ham and Pork sunk his teeth into Keith's finger. Melissa gasped. Even Morris winced. Ham and Pork drew his head back, blood dripping from his muzzle, and blinked in horror. Tears welled up in Keith's eyes. Very carefully, he put Ham and Pork down on the floor.
"It's the smell," he said quietly. "It upsets them."
I thought you said they were tame," said Melissa, able to speak at last.
She picked up a lump of wood that was leaning against the cages. Keith knocked it out of her hand.
"Never, ever threaten one of us."
"He attacked you. Look around. This is not a story. This is real. Do you understand? They're frightened out of their minds." "How dare you talk to me like that?"
Melissa shouted.
"I will. One of us, eh? Was that a rat swear word? Do you even swear in rat boy?"
Just like cats, Morris thought. You stand face to face and scream at one another. His ears swiveled as he heard another sound in the distance. Someone was coming down the ladder. Morris knew from experience that this was no time to talk to humans. They always said things like, "What?" and "That's not right," or "Where?"
"Get out of here right now," he said as he ran past Dark Tan. "Don't get human about it. Just run."
And that was quite enough heroism, he decided. It didn't pay to let other people actually slow you down. There was a rusty old drain set in the wall. He skidded on the slimy floor as he changed direction, and there...